I'm ready, girl. I'm ready.
bro. I'm like, come on, Lord. For real? I'm like, listen, my manager just sweetened the deal. He's like, okay, let's do it. I'm on $50. You're getting the application for $50. Okay, let's do it. He gives me his Discover. Discover's not working. Generic decline. He's like, that's weird. I'm not getting any text message. Okay, let's try the Amex. Let's just do the Amex. Generic decline again.
I wonder if he has a log on his fucking credit that he's crying.
I don't know. And then he's like, BB, I don't understand what's going on. These cards have plenty of money on them. I'm not getting any text message saying that there's, if I'm like, because I told him, check your phone, maybe there's a charge, and it's asking you if you're making the charge or not. So he tries it, you know, he's like, no, there's nothing. He goes, all right, let's just do the Visa. This is my bank Visa. Let's just do the Visa, right? And the Visa's got plenty of money on it. He's like, I'm looking at it. It's got money on there, and it's saying insufficient funds. He's like, I don't know what to do. I don't know why this is happening. I'm like, yeah, me either. I'm like, ready to pull my hair out. Like, come on, God. So he's like, oh, my gosh. Like, he's, like, desperate for leads right now. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to say right now, call your bank. Call Discover, call Amex, ask them what's going on. You're trying to make a charge. Tell them it's giving a generic decline. The charge is $13.50. It's coming from local splash relevant apps. It might show up as that. Tell them you're trying to make this payment, and it's a generic decline. He goes, okay, how do I get back in? I go, look at it. If I don't hear from you in an hour, here's my extension. If I don't hear from you in an hour, I'm going to call you back. I go, I don't know why the Visa's saying it's giving me an insufficient funds. I went over the card number with him. He's all, I'm looking at it. I got money in there. Plenty of money.
So she said that he has to call the bank that she said that one showed up for insufficient funds, but she doesn't understand, like, what's going on with her. She's going to be some type of, like, lock on his credit or something.
Due to a suspected fraud or insufficient funds or incorrect details.
Right.
And it allows for retry of the payment.
Okay, so she said, what she said is we can suggest doing two separate payments.
Okay.
Like half and half. Like $675 and $675.
And maybe that's why.
Yeah.
All right, well, let me see what he says right now. I'm going to give him an hour if he doesn't call me sooner. And then I'm going to tell him maybe it's because we're trying to charge that huge lump sum. So what if
let's... Which is crazy because he was a $2,500
Exactly. So why would it do that? And he used an Amex. I don't know. All right, well, that's just meant God's going to make it happen for me, and if it's not, then I just got to keep grinding it out even harder. No, trust me, I know about my holes, girl. I'm, like, jumping back and forth everywhere.
Yeah, well, Andrew's on me about you guys making sure that you're calling her back. So that's the only reason I have to ride your bumper like that.
I know you're doing your job. I'm not upset about it.
I know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
Okay, well, I'm going to take my last 5 minutes to break from this. I'll back on the phone.
Here, I got the group BI over here, and Dana was like, what if you have the old policy that's called regret?
Honestly, Amy?
And I looked it up, and that's exactly, it said it could exactly do that.
How droopy is it?
Okay, severe enough.
Yeah, it is kind of droopy.
It is.
Your face doesn't look droopy, but your eye.
I'm thinking I got Botox. But look, I still have
submit. You got Botox?
I got Botox 2 weeks ago. I already talked to the lady. I already checked the lady's floor. She's like, it's a little late for it to happen like that. She's like, look at the ice pack. And of course, I haven't had time to put the ice pack. She's like, honestly, I don't think that's what it is. You know what I mean? She's like, because it's not really like, she's like, if that was the case, the eyebrow would be dripping down. Like, so I talked with her about it already. She's like, put an ice pack. So, I mean, I've had that before where they fucked up the Botox and the eyebrows were a little cracked. And if you look at it, like, when I just look at it, I'm not even looking at the screen, I'm just looking straight up, so you can see, like, the eyebrows are even.
The eyebrows are even, but I can tell you right now, up here, I see, like, a lump.
A lump? I was just plucking my eyebrows.
Oh, okay. So maybe that's what it is. Yeah, that helps.
Is that better?
That's way better. Okay, yeah, that eye is way droopy. Even when you look down, it's way droopy.
When I look down, it's more droopy, huh?
Yeah. Oh, my Lord Jesus.
So I'm trying not to be, like, super
stressed out.
Just some self-centered. It probably isn't as noticeable as I think it is, right? Like, is it?
I don't think it's as noticeable. You like can't even tell. You cannot even tell.
On, right?
You can't even tell.
So tomorrow I'm just going to put my lashes on and just fucking go up there and talk in front of all the people. I'm not speaking tomorrow night, right?
I know.
So, you know, I just don't want to be like, I mean, I don't really care about saving my life, you know? But
you're going to be cocky.
Well, Jesus says me, though.
I need you to pray with me because I'm just like, dude.
I was praying for you this morning. I was praying. I was praying for the whole floor.
I'm like,
praying for you.
I'm like, okay, Lord, thank you.
For Eddie. Eddie and Roberto went over to the Spanish Open Air campaign. To take calls.
Shut up.
The front and back of
No way.
Yeah.
I feel bad for them.
I do too.
I might just send them some guys that I've been chasing that don't answer me. Maybe they might have better luck. You know what I mean? I'm just like, Jesus. Come on, Lord. Something better get it. Something better get it.
Yeah, and that's where I'm at.
I'm just like, I'm all, okay, thank you, Jesus, thank you. And then all of a sudden I'm like, oh, blah, blah, blah. So you give it, then you take it right away from me. Crazy. Poor Paul, he sounds sick.
Yeah, I'm trying to throw up some bones.
Hey, I noticed Mario was logged on.
Yeah, I gotta get with him right now to have him listen to Cole.
How's he doing?
He's okay. I don't know, I haven't really got to talk to him.
I thought he was coming back next week.
He is, before the training, but it is his official date of return, I can't deny it.
Yeah. Alrighty, well, let's see what happens. This thing isn't going to keep charging them, right?
It should.
coffee ago.
Alright,
so
we're good with the coffee, girl.
I know, I'm just like, something's gotta happen, dude. I'm like, I have another guy at 1 o'clock that's supposed to be an ideal, but I'm like, I don't know what's going on here with these guys. Like, this one's like a for sure, and we can't even get a freaking payment to go through. Whatever. I don't know, maybe God feels I need more lessons somewhere. I don't know, I'm sick of the lessons, though.
At least you don't have truth yet.
I need to tell you the truth, at least having droopy eye, I mean, like, I don't even know anymore, like, seriously. I just don't, like, I don't know. I'm tired of being tested with my trust and my faith, like, you know what I mean? Like, I know I shouldn't even worry about the riches here, but it's like...
Well, maybe if you're being tested for your trust and your faith, that means you're not trusting.
Amy, I trust him all the time, but sometimes I'm like, come on, throw a dog a bone already. Like, try somebody else. Try somebody else. You know what I mean?
You're trying a lot of people, baby.
Well, kind of give me a little bit of a break.
Hey, there you go with the me.
Well, seriously, either that or pour me a drink, man. Cause...
I understand, dude. I'm 420 years old.
I'm gonna probably spend like $50 soon. Hi, Herman.
Hi.
Hi, it's Nadine with Local Splash. How are you? Happy Friday.
Hi. Very punctual. Hi.
Hi. It sounds like I caught you in the middle of something. Sorry
you
about
did
that.
Not.
Oh, okay.
I'm actually making some lunch. Don't worry.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I didn't know if this would be a good time to call you, but I did want to follow up. I know we had talked about Friday.
We did. Absolutely. No, thanks for the follow-up. Listen, we're right where we need to be. I've got some good business going on this thing right here. So let's do this, okay, if you don't mind. We're right at the end of the month, okay? So that's a good thing. Let me tally up. We've got some good, orders, whatever we're going to call them, POs going into the weekend. I want to tally up what January looks like, right, because I'm a numbers guy, and make sure that we can do this going forward. I do like the fact that you did tell me you have, like, listen, you can cancel this month, right? I don't have to pay an early termination fee or anything like that if I don't continue, correct?
What the early termination will apply to is because we ask you for a three-month verbal agreement, if you, let's say you canceled after the 3 months, there is no early termination fee. If you're canceling before the 3 months, right, like you canceled on this after the second month, there's a $199 early termination fee.
Okay.
You're looking to do this for 1 month, then this isn't the then it.
Yeah, no.
You're not going to get results in the first month.
You're not going to do with anything. I do understand that. Okay. So.
Okay.
Let's recap here. Okay. How much is it a month?
It's $299.
Give me 1 second, please. All right. I was making some lunch.
Did you ever get the email I sent you? I can resend it.
Oh yeah, actually I did. But let me just make sure I get this. I did get your email. You don't have to resend.
Okay. Oh, okay. I didn't know you needed me to resend it.
No, I got it. But give me a second, please. Okay. Would you rather I go back into the email instead of asking these redundant questions?
No, absolutely
right,
not.
So how much is it monthly?
Monthly is
$299
monthly. Yes, sir. The first month, there is a one-time $99 setup fee. So that's why the initial investment would be $398, and then you pay $299 monthly.
And did you say this? So is this 3 months of a if you
I call it a 3 month verbal commitment. So basically, what we're asking you is to stick it out 3 months, right? You can cancel at any time. However, if you were to cancel, let's say after the second month, then there's going to be an early termination fee of $199. If you cancel after the third month, then there would be no early termination fee because you've completed your 3 months of the verbal agreement.
Okay, so let's dig into that. What if, so you guys are assuming, like, I'll give you one of the things that the Angie's thing does, right? So they say, listen, you're going to get at least 45 qualified leads a month. If you don't get those 45 qualified leads a month, you need to call us. And like you guys said, they have theirs is a year, okay? And so, but they say, if you don't get the quantity of leads based on the algorithm, you'll call us back and we'll let you know what's going on. What would you guesstimate right now that would be the amount of quantified leads that I would get as a result of using you guys?
So first and foremost, with Angie, they can give you like a number of leads because what they do is recycle the leads that they capture from the Google ads that they run throughout the year. Okay. When I'm talking about first page placement on Google, depending on the demand, I can't even give you a solid number. Like you're going to get 60 calls or you're going to get 40 phone calls.
Got it.
It's an algorithm and it's the demand of what searches are being performed for your services on Google. Okay. So I honestly, Herman, I couldn't even give you a solid number.
Okay. Well, that's a good answer. Okay. How's that?
Okay.
All right. That's a good answer. Okay. That's good. So you're saying, listen, you're going to get the leads. Okay. Whether they're qualified or not, whether they can afford you can afford them. That's a different deal. That's on you. But at least the phone's going to ring saying, hey, we found you.
And the difference with Angie's is because their leads, right, they send you the lead, okay? And so you pay a monthly budget to them, basically like a flat rate, but when the lead comes in, it'll be deducted from that budget, right?
No.
So.
No.
Are you sure?
What do you mean by that? What do you mean deducted by
that? Okay. So let me explain to you how they work, okay? Because we work with a lot of their clients.
Got it.
Before, you used to pay for every lead that would come in, right? You didn't have like a set budget, okay? What they did, I would say in the last year, is they set it up where people pay a monthly fee, okay? You're locked in for a year. And I'll give you an example. I was just talking to a gentleman. He pays $750 a month.
Mm-hmm.
They tell him potentially he can get up to 30 leads, okay? Now, he is locked in on a contract for a year, paying $750 a month.
Correct.
He tried to cancel them, and they told him, you have 10 months left of your year contract, so you will pay 35% of the remaining months.
That's the correct statement, and that's the correct, that is exactly how they do it. We all went to law school, right? So the way we learned in law school is exactly the way they do it. It's a 35% early termination fee. So if you cancel, you got 12 months, you cancel, hey, listen, I moved out of the world, you owe me 35% of the remaining contract fee.
Correct. Okay. Now, he's paying the $750 budget, but they tell him you're going to be getting up to 30 leads, right? So when they're sending him a lead, that lead, the cost of it is actually being deducted from that $750. So if you think of it like this, right? If he's paying $750 a month, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's getting up to 30 leads, his leads are like $25 a lead, right?
Correct. Yep.
So
that's right.
There are times where, and this is where his frustration came in, and I'm not saying that this would be your case, which I hope not, but this is just what he was sharing with me. He's getting people that are calling him on a service that he doesn't even offer, right? That he's called them like, hey, I understand you're looking for XYZ. And they're like, oh, no, this is what I need. And he's like, well, that's not a service that I offer. So he called Angie to tell them, listen, that's not the service I offer. So they've credited him back, right, for the lead because they were charging him for it. However, he also got to a point where he was getting a lot of those, and they said, well, you've reached your amount of credits that you could request. He's like, how is that possible? So they did a cap off on him. There was some leads that when he called, they didn't pick up the phone.
Right.
And he told them, keep calling them. I'm not going to keep hounding people. I am working. I am calling them as soon as you send me the lead. But I am not going to sit here on the phone calling them back to back to back. I'm not going to chase them like that. They're like, well, you know, that's what we're telling you to do. He's even had the case where he called somebody, and they were literally telling him, like, we hired someone 2 months ago. So he told Angie, they already hired somebody. They wouldn't credit him back the lead. No matter what, he was being charged for it. So that's the difference, right? And, again, it's not to badmouth them. It's how their process is.
No, I understand.
With placement on Google, it will be a direct call to you. We're not charging you for every call that you get. So whether you got 40, 50, 100 phone calls, whether you got 10 jobs out of it, you're not paying us a percentage, and you're not paying us for every single one. You're paying that flat fixed rate of $299. Make sense?
Very clear. Okay. Yep.
Okay.
And that makes a lot of sense. I'm not going to make them, you know, waste more time. Let me. I'm similar to that model, okay, just so you know when you talk to your prospects. Difference is, right, so,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I don't know how they've changed it because I didn't do it before, and like I said, I'm in so many businesses, I don't even, but
yeah.
it's 42 leads, right? That's okay,
uh-huh.
you know, because, I mean, I have an LLC that owns a moving company, right? So I get the 42 leads, right, you get the 42 leads, and then they say pretty much what you said, and they were very clear about that.
That's
right?
good.
So what they said is, listen, I'm going to get you 42 leads based on the algorithm, okay? That's what I believe you're going to get on the low side on the baseline.
Right.
And what you need to do is react to those and work with us just like you mentioned a couple of days ago when you introduced yourself. You got to work
mm-hmm.
with us. Like you said, listen, if you're in for a month, 2 months, we're not the model. But they said, okay, as soon as you get that phone call, boom, 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 And then Angie's immediately sends you a text, a follow-up, an email. They strap it three different ways to make sure that you're aware that the call came in for a possible commerce.
Right.
What is very good so far for me is because what your client said is true. When you immediately respond, folks, you know, look at it, spam, I don't know what this is, what's going on, if it's, a, you know, it's a lot going, you know, craziness, but what I've decided to do, you know, because they don't answer, right? They don't know who the
right.
phone number is. So what I've decided to do is once I lock in, because Angie sends you their name and their phone number and their area and zip code, so I immediately text folks saying, hey, did you request this service on Angie's? And so that's how I know, it said, listen, I, you know, so before I call you and bother you, are you requesting this? Text seems like a little bit more of an acquiescent period where people
uh-huh.
are, okay, I got it, right? Okay. And then they respond through the text. So I found that's a great way of, for me, for this, you know, the business of just filtering and making sure folks think, oh, it's a spam, you know. However, you're right. You got to stay on it. But I don't pay as much as your client does. That's the
okay.
good thing. I wouldn't pay the $750 because Angie's worked with me, and I said, listen to me, I'm not spending that. I don't even know if this is going to take off or not. So they said, give me a budget, and I gave them a budget, and they nailed it, right? So $450, but, you know, year.
Yeah.
So they're saying, listen, I need a total contract value of the $450 times 12, right? And then off of that total contract value, I'm going to hit you 35% for an early termination without cause, right? So here we go. Without cause meant, what do you mean by without cause? And I went, well, okay, that's if you don't want to do this. I said, what happens?
Mm-hmm.
If you know, I got 5 leads instead of 42. And she said, well, you know, that's with cause. We'll look into it. And if we don't think that we're getting you, the, you know, the quantified lead that we provided as a in the algorithm, we'll get you out of it. I don't know that so far, which is why I'm asking you to wait
yeah.
till the beginning of next month because I'm adding the leads.
So far,
I have to tell you, they're doing a pretty good job. They're doing a pretty good job, but it's not Google, right? You're right. It's not Google.
Yeah.
So now my decision has to be made. You're right. I have to, you know, this is, right? And so it's money.
Yeah.
I think I mentioned that to you. If I add your, well, let's assume that, you know, the setup fee is
yeah.
$100, you said?
$99. Uh-huh.
$99. So the $398, if I go into the 300 monthly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mentioned this the other day. And the $450
and
Angie's.
With them.
Yeah, and I have to pay them. That's $750
yeah.
a month. Okay. Now that's not out of the roof. You know, it's not like, oh my God, I can't do that. However, I'm going to do what I said. Let me look and see. When's the 31st?
The 31st is actually tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Got it.
Yeah.
I'm going to.
I know. Creeping up on us, huh?
No, that's okay. I'm going to consolidate all this stuff and see
okay.
what I got out of it. And so far, it's going pretty good. You know, I've got the guys busy all weekend, you know, so it's
that's good.
But it's
that
not Google.
So awesome.
You're right. Can you send me, and I don't know if you can, just like a sample without putting anybody's name on it of what it looks, of what it would look like for me? Like, hey, this is when you're going to, when they click, this is what you're going to look like when Buzz Express comes up? That didn't even make any sense.
Yeah, I can kind
probably
of try to find some examples to send you. It's like basically
you?
Like your profile. And then your Facebook
exactly
ads,
that,
right? Just
yeah,
to kind of
that,
give you
yeah.
an idea.
Yeah,
yeah, I can email
perfect.
To you. Okay.
All right.
All right.
You take AMX?
And then
do
when
we
see
American
it.
Express?
Yes, we do.
I run my business on the Platinum card.
Yeah.
So
I have a friend. She runs her business the same way because she gets all those flyer points.
I couldn't do it without it. You know how you see those business Platinum commercials?
Yes.
I've been, you know, an Amex guy since 1980. I couldn't run my business without American Express. It is so underrated. It's unbelievable how well
really?
They do. So, yes. You just, because what they do is you just put everything on the Amex and there's no limit on it, right?
Right.
Right. So, because it's a membership, not a credit card. So there's no limit on it as long as you stay current with them. Now, you can never miss. One day, it's over. You can never be a day late. But Amex is awesome.
Yeah.
So you do pick Amex, right?
Yeah, we do.
Okay. What else will you need from me? Will you need my EIN, my LLC?
Basically, like the things that we would require from you when we send you a list, like if you have business license and insurance, send us over that information, only because it's not going to be posted online, but when we're getting you through the Google the Google verification, excuse me, there are some things that Google requires to show that you are a legitimate business, right?
Uh-huh.
So we'll send you a list of those items that we would need photos of. We always ask, keep the open communication, because that's going to help us better assist you as well. We might say, hey, we need this. And so just keeping that open communication is what I always say, because you have a team that would be dedicated to your account. We do schedule a client interview and onboarding where the technician will go over with you, you know, keywords, search terms, areas of target, the Facebook ads, just because we want to make sure that we're doing the content creation according to, like, what your input is, right? But also with our database, we also know what to use as well. Okay,
perfect. So
when do you prefer I follow back up with you?
Last question. You can follow up Monday morning.
Okay.
Because,
okay,
you know, the end of, so last question, right?
Yes.
The Angie's thing is 42 leads.
Mm-hmm.
450. You
That's
might have
not
already
bad.
Answered this, ma'am. How many leads do you think I'm going to get as a result of my, you know, $299 a month?
I couldn't even tell you. I really couldn't.
Indeed.
Only because, like, when
at
I
least,
look at the data.
We talked about this, right? But it's going to be way up there. And...
Well, and here's the thing. I want to be super transparent with you, and I'm going to state it again. With the way that this works, it does not happen overnight, okay?
Nope.
So within 5 to 7 days, you're listed in the directories. 7 to 14 days is when Facebook ads are live, okay? What I always state, what's in our terms and conditions, with first page placement on Google, getting verified, creating the profile, optimizing it, and managing it on that first page, Herman, I'm always going to tell you the timeline of 60 to 90 days. It will not happen overnight. I
no.
prefer to stick with that timeline because I like to underpromise and overdeliver. This is not like Angie's. Angie's
got
is
it.
A
stop.
Website.
Yeah, yeah. Stop, stop. Got it.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate that. Okay. All right. So listen, you got me
okay.
90% sold. Okay. You got it?
Okay.
We're ready to go on this thing. I need to call me back on Monday. Let me look
yes,
at
sir.
For the weekend to make sure
yeah, yeah,
I can
yeah.
budget this thing for the next
of course.
20 days. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I'm an architect and, you know, law and whole, but this is my side business and that P&L has to stand on its own. It looks pretty
yes.
good. If you holler
not
back
dipping
at me
into
Monday,
other accounts to cover it. I completely
no.
understand.
No. And listen, here's the good news about when you call me Monday. I promise you this, okay? You won't have to, you know, restate everything you've just said because I take notes.
I don't mind.
Coming Monday, I know you don't, but you're filling in some of the nice pockets, right? You've said some things today that I didn't write down quick enough the other day. So it's good that you don't mind because...
It's
know,
always good to refresh.
Good. Right.
You know,
no, the big
I mean,
is, like you said, listen, I'm not going to tell you how many leads you're going to get, brother. You're going to either get them or not, but if you don't know what Facebook is, then you're kind of stupid, right? So that's
oh, I
thing.
Would
like,
never tell you that.
No, I know that, but listen, that's where, you know, look, like
yeah.
folks are just going to live into this thing these days. Angie's yeah. is good, but, you know, Facebook is usually what, you know, it's looking at them, you know.
And I love the know. Questions, only because, Herman, sometimes, listen, even myself at my age, which, I mean, I don't think I'm old, you know, but, I mean, I'm in my 50s, and sometimes I forget, like, oh, wait
listen,
a minute, and
I
know hate everything. Oh, stop. No.
No, I'm older than dirt, but that's okay. You can look me up on Facebook. If you look Herman Lowe up, you'll find me on Facebook, okay?
Oh.
See, I'm old. But do that if you want. Okay. So that's good.
All right.
All right.
So we'll talk on Monday. I hope
Holler
you have
me.
A very
I'm,
good weekend.
I'm home
okay.
officing all morning. If I don't take your call, that means I'm on a call.
I'll
write back.
I'll leave
at
a
me,
message.
Okay?
Absolutely. Have a beautiful
Thank you
weekend.
So much, okay? Good
Thank
sales for you,
you,
okay? Keep going.
I appreciate
Good night.
You.
Bye-bye.
Bye.